the trade.
There it is.
It's not as trap as I was led to believe.
Hey, cool that you just had a massive vape right before you started talking.
Well, you know, that's what you have to do when you play the synthesizer. It's all about being modern.
Now, play that synthesizer. Let's hear it.
It does so many things. What else have I got? That one sucks.
Are these presets that you're playing?
These are created? These are patches that I have made. So these are the things that I play in the band.
In polyester, we should say. In polyester, you play this instrument along with a couple of other ones. But you're the keysist.
I'm the keyinator is what they call me. I knew that I wanted my setup to be one FM digital synth, and one analog synth, and then I got a hold of this guy, which is exactly what I wanted.
And it's a Korg Minilog, came out 2016, very, very popular, great priced instrument for what it is.
So much cheaper than going out and buying the vintage equivalent.
We were just saying that Korg has been killing it, mostly because of Tetsuya Takahashi, who is actually leaving Korg, but he's been the chief engineer there, and he's I think he was there right when the Monotribe kind of came out, that kind of rad little groove box.
Yeah, he's a circuit genius, that guy.
I wonder what he's going to move on to now. Whoever's going to get him will be quite lucky.
Yeah, maybe he'll go independent. Make his own. I wouldn't be surprised.
But this beast that you've got here, is this what you play sort of, is it your leads that you play in polyester with this, or do you just find yourself doing whatever? Because it's polyphonic as well, isn't it? Which means you can play more than one key.
So the reason I got it, the reason that I really wanted a keyboard like this, so like a polyphonic analog synth, is because of those like 80s, like the Korg Poly 6 and like Junos and stuff. And those nice like analog chord sounds, like
it's nice. I think this synth has kind of changed the game, because up until sort of that came out, a polyphonic analog synthesizer is very expensive, right?
Yeah, they hadn't been making them in a long time.
It was all about monophonic, like that old Moog sound of subtractive sound, kind of just one note.
Yeah, I mean, you can do that on this, but I guess I'm kind of interested in that. Like, I sometimes will do things like that.
If you got your hands on one of the original synthesizers...
What are you talking about,
would
John?
Are
you talking about Korg MS-20 kind of thing?
Yes.
I think that's what you're talking about.
I'm talking about an original Korg that you guys were just chatting about, the ones which are really expensive to get.
I like.
That like a full-size sort of keyboard?
So this is a lot smaller than those. Those are all like full-size keys.
It's just under an arm's length, listeners, if you're curious. There is a picture on our Facebook page.
And they're not like, a lot of keyboards like this for a while had very, very small keys, and they've kind of upped them a bit for this. So that you can actually play it. And the action actually feels very nice. One of the big advantages of those old ones is that they're full size, but they do break down a lot and they're very expensive and you can't save patches as easily.
That is another really rad thing that's sort of you were touching on that off air. It's digitally controlled analog stuff, so that gives it the realm of one, less scratchy pots, two, programmability, right? You can store patches and recall them, which is not usually the way with old analog synthesis. And a lot of synth junkies are like, fuck presets. But if you're doing a gig and you need to change sounds quick, and we're looking at on the cover, how many knobs would you say are on that thing, John?
give it a rough estimate. There's
36?
One big one.
36 knobs. probably is something like that. It's a lot. It's a lot of tweakability going on there.
Yeah, and like, and another big advantage is that it automatically tunes when you turn it on.
Oh, that was an old problem of analog synth. They take a while, and depending on the temperatures. And
yeah, so I mean, a lot of people wouldn't think of keyboards as needing to be tuned, really. Good like, point, you get your piano tuned like once every, you know.
That's a dying art, apparently.
Yeah. I know a guy who tunes harpsichords, and he's the only guy in the country. He gets paid a shit ton.
Really? I tune my own.
So basically analog means that it's all done on like old school like circuitry, like bits and pieces, components. There's no like big chip. Well, there's a chipboard in there, but the thing that's making the noise
is
like
written. It's not written code like zeros and ones.
No. And so all of that stuff is very heat sensitive. And so those old keyboards go out of tune really easily.
Right.
And the really old ones, you need to manually tune, and it's a huge pain.
Okay. Hey, listen, I've done a little sifting on the internet, and I found a lad doing a Tour de France Kraftwerk cover, and seems to be using a Minilog as the main sort of lead voice. Should we have a listen to that and maybe come back with a little chat and then play a polyester tune?
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Okay, sounds good. Here we go. Any minute now. Oh, let me do that. Yep, got that. Done that. We'll be right back. All right, you are with 95BFM, Johnny and Big Hungry. It's BFM Drive, of course. Right now we're in Tools of the Trade. You're listening to a Kraftwerk cover, Tour de France it is, and the Minilogue is featuring as like the lead instrument. This is it right here. Cute as hell. But even cuter, we've got Amelia in here with a very own real-life Korg Minilogue, the chosen weapon of choice
for... my special baby.
...for polyester. How long have you had it?
About a year now, I think.
You kind of got it right when it came out. You were like, I'm getting what I want it!
It was less, maybe 7 or 8 months. I bought it with my holiday pay from leaving my last job.
Perfect. That's perfect.
Because my job was really boring, and I spent all day sitting at a desk reading about synthesis.
Mm-hmm.
It was very... nerdy.
Sounds like a weekend.
That wasn't my job. I just did that at my work.
Now everybody step aside as John reads the Korg Minilogue Wikipedia page.
I'm very excited.
It
does
actually have one. I'm quite impressed.
Do you want
just, a bed
I've
for
got
this,
a,
John?
I've got a question.
Yeah, give John
I've got a question before we jump into that. You know, obviously this is a half-size keyboard. Do you find that you're cramped at all playing it? Do you ever wish that you had like a full-size
Can you plug a full-size into it?
Yeah, you can. So it has MIDI ins and outs, so I could control it with a full-size keyboard if I wanted to.
Don't worry about it, John. Don't worry about it. It's covered, mate.
Do you have a full-size keyboard that you plug into it often?
No. So I do wish
How big's
that
the keyboard?
I have... So the other keyboard that I play is full-size, and so...
That's life.
So yeah. You're going between two?
Yeah, well, I play two at once.
I feel like if you're playing... the FM would synthesizer would be a bit more of a deep... Few more fingers needed kind of scenario.
Yeah. Okay. So that one is good for, like, piano and organ patches as well as other weird stuff. And so... Usually use this more for stuff that is less technically difficult.
Okay, nice. Now, this Wikipedia entry on the Korg Minilogue, it says the Korg Minilogue, this feels like it's written by the Korg Minilogue people, the Korg Minilogue is a VCO two VCO per voice, four voice polyphonic analog synthesizer from Korg, designed by Korg engineer and synthesizer designer Tatsuya Takahashi. And it was announced just prior to NAMM 2016 and is priced new at $500 US.
Not bad. Not bad.
That's the entry.
I think you could probably pick one up secondhand now for maybe if you're real lucky, $600. But you have to keep your eye out, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I reckon you could suss on trade me for that much.
Mm-hmm. Hey, now you've... of course, Amelia is playing the Minilogue right now. Deep, it's a deep rabbit hole.
It's so...
Ooh, that's the filter. We're all just squinting and nodding. Now, we've queued up Polyester Different for a Boy. Of course, Amelia, keys player in the band Polyester. Shit hot band playing Laneway, by the way.
Thanks for the plug.
what's going on? What do you do in this song? Tell us about the patch you use. Perhaps you could play the patch.
So, I use this like pad patch that I made. And that is throughout the song.
Strong.
And then there's also a lot of, I'll try and recreate this on the fly, a lot of kind of weird, like...
Frantic knob turning happening right now.
Synth effects.
Nice green nail polish, by the way.
Ah, thank you.
Nice resonant filter.
Do you find yourself watching a lot of old sci-fi for inspiration?
BBC?
Hell yes. I watch a lot of old sci-fi. I am really into weird old shit, and so this kind of like weird...
It gives you the old analog sound with the extreme new playability, doesn't it, really, with the digitalness?
Yeah, it's you can, yeah, it's, I mean, because it's like real analog stuff, so it doesn't sound exactly the same as those old.
Earlier we were in our spaced out segment, we were talking about the Virgin Galactic, where people pay $100,000 and fly into space on a space shuttle and get
get a Korg Minilogue as well.
Yeah, I was just thinking that it'd probably be worth having someone up there making sci-fi sounds on this while everyone's like floating around inside the shuttle.
Hey, let's drop thank you so much, Amelia, for coming in and bringing along your beaut little Korg Minilogue.
All right, keep an ear out for the weird background noises, because they took were very fun to make.
All right, sweet. This is Polyester Different for a Boy. Listen up for the Minilogue in here. There it is.
Yeah, that's it right away.
Different. That was Tools of the Trade. Tools of the Trade.